Nature is amazing, and we know nature helps our health in many ways. We want to share this guided meditation that the Carbon Landscape Partnership has developed with local volunteers. Please enjoy the opportunity to stop, be still, and take a journey through some of the stunning landscapes that exist in our local area. Meditation is considered a safe activity. The guided meditation does not require any level of self-examination. If mindfulness is something you want to explore further, then the charity Mind have put together some excellent information on how to access courses run by trained practitioners and how to use mindfulness to support well-being. Please visit www.mind.org.uk/mindfulness. Please enjoy the audio narrated by Ed Darling. And please note there are deliberate pauses in the audio to allow time for contemplation. Welcome to the guided meditation about the River Mersey. With eyes open, please sit comfortably on a bench, chair, or on a blanket. The carbon landscape is ancient. The devastation of the Industrial Revolution was here. The coal, peat, railways, and the waterways poisoned the earth, water, and air. But now, the wetlands are spaces for nature, places of renewal, where hidden gems abound and wildlife returns. Take a moment to be aware of your surroundings. You are now entering into your guided meditation. Close your eyes. Roll your shoulders forwards and then slowly back. Slowly lean your head from side to side. Feel your body slowly relax. Notice your breath. Make no effort to control your breath. And when your mind wanders, as minds always do, just come back to the breath. Sit quietly, seeing in your mind's eye the breath flowing in and out of your body. Notice your breath. Make no effort to control your breath. Let thoughts just drift away. You are about to step into a rowing boat on the River Mersey. You see yourself gazing at the riverbank. You take a step forward and feel yourself slipping deeper and deeper into a state of complete relaxation. You walk further. 10, 9, 8 steps, becoming more relaxed as you walk. You now feel fully immersed in this place. 7, 6, 5 steps. And it is so beautiful. And you are nearly here. 4, 3, 2, 1. It is springtime. You are on a rowing boat on the River Mersey, a place of forgotten wildlife. Under Kingsway Bridge and along the old towpath towards Westy Point, you see that the river's banks are green with brambles, shrubs, and common reeds. A silent swan joins you on your gentle movement east. You notice the water feels swollen and full. The water level is high. You continue on, hugging the banks of Paddington Meadows. Here you spy a small bird, a lesser whitethroat, flitting from cover to cover, warbling until his heart is content. Later in the year, he will take his fill of blackberries and hawthorns, ready to fly back to south of the Sahara. You wonder how something so small could travel so far. Heavy industry, chemical works, bone works, soap factory, and an 18th century gunpowder factory were all here. The River Mersey was known as the most polluted river in Europe. The turnaround is immense, but ongoing. You give a thought for the hundreds of hours spent by volunteers, litter pickers in hand, stopping rubbish and plastics, entering the Mersey and ending in the Irish Sea. Rowing onwards to the Wolston Eyes, the deposit grounds for the Manchester Ship Canal. you watch the celebrated black-necked grebe, a freshwater diving bird. He is small, like a moorhen, swimming past. Proud long neck, golden tufts that resemble little ears. Plumage mainly black and brown. A sharp red eye catches your attention. Red eyes, unusual in nature, a glimpse into the prehistoric. You watch him as he glides back to the water's edge to meet his mate, who is tending the nest. Once hatched, chicks are shared between father and mother. Black-necked grebes are all about community, caring, socializing, and being together. You marvel at the power of unity. The season has now changed to late autumn. Back to the River Mersey and rowing upstream to get to the weir. Roaring and powerful, the Atlantic salmon spends most of her life at sea, but returns to spawn in the same stretch of river where she hatched. Here at the weir, she leaps from the water, head and tail thrashing to give her propulsion. You gasp that this is even possible. But where prize fish are on offer, the otter is not far behind. You initially see her downstream. Smooth swimmer, broad and friendly face, peeping out of the water. Well suited to a life on the water. Webbed feet, dense fur to keep her warm, ears and nose closed when underwater. Next spring, she will settle, hiding her babies in burrows near the banks. Warm, cozy, concealed, and cared for. You ponder the river as nurturer. The time has come for you to leave this landscape. Take a moment to appreciate the feelings of wonder for this landscape. In your mind's eye, you are walking away from this place towards home. Gently, you place your focus on your breath again. As you start to awaken, you wriggle your fingers and toes. You can begin to gently awaken your body by rolling your shoulders and head. You are starting to become aware again of your surroundings. You can place your fingers in front of your eyes like feathers. Allow yourself to gently open your eyes. You have returned. If you enjoyed this guided meditation, there are more activities to improve well-being at www.carbonlandscape.org.uk/wetland wellbeing. Also, why not get out walking and cycling in the carbon landscape with information at www.carbonlandscape.org.uk/explore. This guided meditation was brought to you thanks to funding from Tesco Bags for Life and National Lottery Heritage Fund.